Let's get to an NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. One of the games of the day yesterday, Buffalo beating Kansas City. But how they beat them? A 26-yard scramble from Josh Allen on a 4th-and-2. This was absolutely insane.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10-5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
To beat the Chiefs, you got to make some plays, right? And he made one with his legs. He had a bunch of wide receivers banged up. I mean, it was that was an exciting game. That was a lot of fun to watch. And again, after the Falcons, needless to say, a lot of folks switched over to watch that. But Josh Allen with the 55 yards, the 26-yard scamper, and still Amari Cooper still showing the ability that he can make the big plays too, helping him out.
Yeah, his passing numbers weren't great, right?
262.
Because he threw for 40 attempts. But here's the deal. It still comes back to playmaking. Like, when you need it, when it matters most, what happens? Who's showing up? And this dude now, Mike, I believe, and I think it's been this way all season, but people haven't talked about it like we've talked about Lamar. It's him and Lamar when you talk about the MVP right now. Like, those two guys have been absolutely incredible. I know the Ravens lost yesterday, but give credit to the Steelers, man. That was a dogfight, and we said it would be. That could have gone either way. They'll play again in Baltimore, but those are the two guys that are the front runners right now for MVP.
But we talked about this on last week's show. You know, talked about some of our experts, Brian McFadden, spent some time on it. Lamar Jackson's got a Steeler problem. He's now 1-4 against Pittsburgh. And there were plays to be made. And look, I know you mentioned T.J. Watt and their defensive front. And they were up for it. It was a home crowd. But Lamar Jackson, Steelers are his kryptonite. And I'll be curious to see what he does to get back to Baltimore.
We're talking about what went on around the National Football League. More on the Falcons' loss to Denver and what it may mean in the NFC South coming up as well. All right. What else? What else happened yesterday? Obviously, the Steeler game was a big game. But Mike, you know, when you start looking around the NFL and you're saying to yourself, what is going on with some of these teams? And you know, the parity is real. We got Texans Cowboys, by the way, Monday Night Football. That's the game tonight. But you look at what the Packers and Bears, how the game ended.
Oh.
And the Packers guys should have lost yesterday, right? And
Eberflus is such a, like, if you watch some of the Hard Knocks. Just why they didn't fire him when they brought in the new quarterback, bring in a new offensive-minded coach. I get it. There were some offensive assistants who weren't going to leave their teams, but still, he's a boob. You know, he's got the look. He looks good. He looks like a coach. He talks like a coach. He can't coach.
Yeah. Well, he's not a head coach. He may be a defensive coordinator, but he's not a head coach. Eberflus ran clock all the way down before they attempt this field goal.
They had a timeout. So if you want to try to improve and get your field goal kicker closer, you can use the entire field and burn a timeout. Do something high percentage. But this nitwit just does 3 yards in a cloud of dust and decides we're gonna take it down to triple O.
So this is how it ended.
Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is blocked.
It is blocked. It is blocked. And the Packers have won.
Beautiful.
It is blocked.
Beautiful.
It comes up short. And the Packers have won 11 straight over the Bears. 20-19.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. What a finish.
Now, that was a 46-yard field goal. To Mike's point, you could have got it closer, but he said we were comfortable with our kicker being in that range. What's up, O?
So the Packers players noticed during the week that Cairo Santos, when he kicks it from that distance, the trajectory is very low. So they were actually kind of happy they were kicking it from that distance. And I think even the Green Bay special teams guy was like, if you guys don't block a kick during this game, I'll be disappointed.
And they did. They did. Meanwhile, Mike, Jags are terrible. Now, I know Trevor Lawrence, you know, is out.
Right.
But how much longer do you roll with Doug Peterson?
Well, they're saying now, and we'll get more of this later in the week as we go through the blitzes, but Bill Belichick apparently is Shad Khan's guy. And apparently Shad Khan's going to throw a lot of money at Belichick. And you have sunshine. You have a team which has talent on both sides of the ball. You know, and I like Peterson, but obviously it's not working. It doesn't help that sunshine's been banged up lately. But this was the classic. Did you pick the Lions? Did somebody pick the Lions on the show? Somebody should have. Because this is what we like to call, my dad called, a good team, bad team pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, they absolutely whooped them.
You shouldn't get beat 52-6 in the NFL. You just shouldn't. Like, there's not that much talent disparity in the league. Right. I know you think that there is, but there isn't. And this is just better coaching, better execution, better team, to Mike's point. But the Jags are in trouble, and I don't know where this goes. We'll see if Belichick may be the answer there. Hey, also today we find out that Daniel Jones has been benched. So they're going to go with DeVito. Oh!
Do you realize what this sets up for Thanksgiving Sunday? Or Thursday, I should say?
What?
Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito.
For the Giants and the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. You know what? I think I'll stay at the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'll double down on more turkey.
Jones, 2-8. The season, or should I say the Giants are, they make this decision. But the DeVito thing is interesting.
Oh!
They have another guy that they could have gone to. But you know what? DeVito's familiar with this offense, and Brian Daboll trusts him. So they're going back to that story, and maybe he brings a little life into the situation.